The IOM report says last year it documented 551,967 IDPs who arrived at their current locations, especially in Central Equatoria State counties of Juba, NEA, and Unity State's Rupkona County. The report says the highest populations of displaced people were in Central Equatoria State with 23%, followed by Unity State with 18% and Jonglei State with 17%. It says natural disasters were responsible for displacement of more than half of those who arrived in 2021, followed by conflict, which accounted for 25%, and communal classes was responsible for 16% of the IDPs. Christina Uzalech, IOM's program coordinator for displacement tracking matrix, told South Sudan in Focus that despite the implementation of some of the revitalized 2018 peace agreement, a number of push factors are behind the higher number of displaced people.
Episodes of conflict between different elements, especially in the Equatoria. So we still see an increase in the displacement, and the reasons, as I mentioned, are changing. The most of those who have got displaced in between, let's say, 2014, 2016, is due to conflict, and then afterwards numbers are more related to some national violence and flooding.
The IOM Tracking Mobility Report is documented annually by the Department of Displacement Tracking in collaboration with the South Sudan National Bureau of Statistics and the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission. Since 2014, IOM has mapped more than 2 million IDPs who arrived at their current locations. The report provides an IDP baseline for humanitarian programming with data collected on biannual basis. Despite implementation of the peace deal, Uzalech says the increasing numbers of internally displaced people in the country raises concerns.
The flooding that we've been observing for the past few years, especially in 2019, which does not really come because of a bit of unusual rains, in the country, it's more because of the poor water management system that is causing water to stay. So the water that was there in 2019, then 2020, now 2021, it's just staying there.
Uzalech says people cannot return home because the flooding has not receded. The reporter says conflict is the main driver for new IDP arrivals in Central Equatoria State, accounting for 60% and 64% in Western Equatoria State. The conflict also plays a sizable role in Eastern Equatoria, accounting for 27%. The role of intercommunal classes is most visible in Lakes State, accounting for 48% of state's new arrivals, while in Warab State, communal classes accounted for 44%. It was the highest in Western Bahr El Ghazal State, accounting for 87% of IDPs. The IOM report says disasters are particularly prominent in Unity State, accounting for 92%. It was 71% in Northern Bahr El Ghazal and 69% in Jonglei. Uzalech says, unfortunately, several of the current measures to mitigate the humanitarian situation of the affected people are emergencies.
That is the concern that we're getting into, you know, a bit more protracted displacement, which in the context of overall decreased humanitarian funding and then increased needs is really something that we as a humanitarian community, but also broader UN, you know, have to engage and find long-term solutions rather than just focusing on this immediate, you know, emergency.
The report says conflict remains the main reason for those in protracted displacement who left their areas of habitual residence before the signing of the peace agreement in 2018. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.